African Rainbow Minerals came out with full year numbers today, recording a 51% jump in headline earnings. And this is off the back of the restructuring of its coal unit debt. The group's CEO, Mike Schmidt, joins us in studio for more details on the numbers. Mike, thank you so much for your time. Take me through the year that was for African Rainbow Minerals.
Sasha, thank you very much. And to you and the viewers, it has been a very good year for us. Our focus has been on driving down costs, focus on getting rid of loss-making assets and marginal and improving those positions. And I think we've come through after quite a difficult and volatile period. We're very pleased with headline earnings, in particular the dividend that we've been able to push through.
The last interview you did, I remember you mentioning that over the past couple of years, because you went through a very difficult commodity cycle, you probably felt a little bit more than others. You're focused, as you mentioned, on cost control and dealing with non-core parts of the business. When you look at the different parts now, which ones stood out to you and which ones do you believe that your team still needs to focus on?
Okay. So I do recall we spoke about the copper business in Zambia, and we as you would have known, we've exited that, and particularly the focus on restructuring the coal in terms of its debt obligations has put us in a very good position. The two coal assets are well positioned on the global cost curve, and so that bodes well for us. The commodities we're in, iron ore, the manganese division. The platinum division has come on pretty well, and obviously the coal we're pretty comfortable with where we are. We have still some challenges in the nickel. I think we're on top of it. We know it is a matter of time until we get on top of the nickel, and it bodes well into the future, the nickel as well.
Looking at all the noise that's happening globally, we'll be talking, political topics, Donald Trump, China, and various aspects, and then put in the commodities picture. What do you make of commodities in general, particularly the ones that you're invested in? And also, what does it do then to your strategy? Does it alter it in any way? Does he make you nervous every time he tweets?
Yeah. There's no doubt a person has to take cognizance and be concerned, but in terms of our strategy, we're well diversified, not only from a commodity point of view, but in terms of our marketing, our jurisdictions are diversified. So while China is dominant in our offtake of our commodities, we do push into Indonesia, and we do push into India in particular. So I think we're well positioned from a diversification and market split.
On that note then, in your sense statement, when it comes to outlook, you mentioned that global GDP growth appears to be recovering steadily. And we are waiting for that announcement as to whether Trump is going to impose additional tariffs onto China. Does it then make you nervous that should we then go into a tariff war, as many have described it, does it make you nervous that the pace of global growth will then start to slow down in the coming months?
I don't think so, Anastasia. The commodity suite we're in both early and late cycle commodities. And in terms of your base and your bulks are in high demand. Even with the new advent of EVs and that type of commodity technology, well, we're well positioned in terms of PGMs, well positioned in terms of nickel outlook and manganese. Right. So we're quite comfortable where we are.
And on a local perspective, are you then encouraged to invest more in your operations, or are you then looking for acquisitions? Do you have space for that?
Our focus had been to get ourselves correctly positioned, and it'll be a continual drive to get us down the cost curve. That being said, we continue to sweat in our assets, invest in our asset, optimize our asset, and there's a lot of opportunities for growth, particularly around our own assets. But we do look at M&As and that opportunity, but organic growth, focusing around the ore bodies you know, sweating those assets, has served us well in the past, and there's further opportunities going forward.
Looking at your balance sheet, how do you then, as the CEO, does it become then more difficult to say to yourself, we have a strong balance sheet, we have an obligation, I suppose, to return some money to shareholders, but then we also can grow by acquiring certain assets. How do you then make that decision in this kind of environment?
Yeah, so I think it leads on to the previous question. Our focus and our strategy has always been a balance, to take a balanced approach. Shareholders and returning cash to shareholders is key and has been and will continue to be an important component of our business, and that with growth. So as a young company, we are an acquisitive company, and growth is prominent in our portfolio. So I think it's a balance between the two.
Are there concerns for you at this point, or things that you and your team will be working on going forward?
No, you can never relax your position in terms of where you are. You're in a global village and have to compete in that space. And so the aspects of where you are in the country, the rand, the commodity prices, those are elements outside of our control. And our focus then has to be on what we can control in terms of the commodity mix, cost position, and we're pretty comfortable.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for your time. That was the CEO of African Rainbow Minerals, Mike Schmidt.